Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Victory Monday. Thanks so much for being with us, obviously, on this holiday week. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good on this Victory Monday as the As like you said, we get ready for a busy, busy holiday week, which is just crazy that it's almost Christmas. And I was like, I told my wife, I was like, we wrap no gifts yet because you can't wrap them because the little destructive little guy that's my homie would unwrap them. So we got to the last minute to wrap all the daggone gifts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, it should be a fun week. Starts off good here in Atlanta as the Falcons find a way to go out there to the desert. Did not realize their record Arizona until after the game.
Neither did
I. Saw that clip. It's like, damn. I told you, I ain't never won there. You know, and but it's unbelievable that it's been that long.
Yeah, because it's not a hard place to win. You know, it's not like they're a good team traditionally.
That's the crazy thing about it. It's not like they're some juggernaut.
Right.
But, I mean, they've had some class. That playoff game, I remember that playoff game they had out there with Kurt Warner. Yeah, they went to the Super Bowl. Classic game. You know, but yeah, for them to go out there and as we said on Friday, you're better than this team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're better than
they
them.
Definitely are better
than
that
better
team.
Than this team. They tried to give it away.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, look, they're not that much better than them.
Yeah, they tried to give it away.
Let's not be crazy about it. When they ran that, I don't even know what the play was where Charlie Warner runs into Kirk and they fumble.
It was the play that they run.
Like, all right.
But it's like Charlie's supposed to go underneath the quarterback on
right.
that. He's supposed to go underneath him. That's where they always running. He goes underneath, hands off to Bijan, and Charlie's the extra man up through the hole. Wasn't that time.
No.
Yeah.
Kind of got the timing wrong on that one.
Yeah.
But luckily the Cardinals are bad, so they didn't take advantage of it, and then the Falcons were able to get out of there with a 26-19 win. That is one of my takeaways from some of these wins and just kind of some of these second half of the season games. Man, there's a lot of bad teams in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
Like it's maybe just a lot of them are on the Falcons schedule. I didn't realize this. Me and Joe were talking about it yesterday on the pregame show. In terms of the records of teams that they've played and that are on their schedule, 28th in the league, which makes sense given what we've seen from, I mean, the Jets and everyone in this division and the Cardinals yesterday and the Dolphins earlier. Like the Falcons have played a lot of really bad teams. in the NFL.
Right.
Kind of makes it even more frustrating that they sit at 6-9, mm-hmm. given the schedule that they've played and the division that they're in. And boy, what a – I mean, neither one of those teams want the division. The Panthers and the Bucks yesterday with that game they played.
Goodness gracious,
I have
man.
To imagine it'll be the same thing when they play each other in a couple weeks in Tampa.
So whoever wins that game wins it?
I
as far as – I know the Tampa's got to win both of their games. And then they got to be whatever.
There's some sort of other tiebreaker.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
there's like is. The Panthers have a better conference record.
Okay.
But again, that could flip, I think, if they lose both of those games. Like, it could be one of those situations where you go to that like fifth or sixth tiebreaker.
Right.
You know, which who even knows, like margin of victory against common opponents or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Is always crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how far down the list they go, but that's what it is. It's Carolina and Tampa competing for the division, and the Falcons just kind of winning late in the season now that they're out of it and, finding ways to beat teams that are slightly less good than them.
Yeah, I mean, it was a – I thought, you know, I mean, obviously the story of yesterday was Bijan going home and just having the day that he had, man. The guy just the way he's able to catch the football, the way he's able to run, find lanes. I mean, they were blocking the ass off for him. And, I mean, he just had lanes, and his ability just cut so fast. But don't lose acceleration is just one of the most special things that I've seen in a running back, man. This guy has all the tools. If they say a five-tool baseball player, that's what he is as a football player. Going over 2,000 total yards in a season is really, really good. And, he's that bright spot that, you know, he's one of those guys that you want to build around, you know. And they did a great job getting the ball. For Tyler Algiers to get 16 carries, that's really good.
Yeah.
That means that you're running a hell out of football for him to get that many carries. Same amount as Bijan. Then also just, you know, Kirk's ability and the wavelength that they're on to throw those checkdowns where B's like, okay, let me scoot just a little bit. Hold on to it for a second, Kurt, because if you throw it right now, I'm going to get my ass knocked out, which he did a couple times. But
Algier got killed on one of them. Luckily, he's made of armor, so it doesn't matter. But, Kirk was throwing some hospital
balls. We're going to have some problems. Hey, listen here, Kurt. All right, I know you saw that guy, right? I know that you saw him barreling down on me.
Nah, it's a matter of am I going to get cleaned out or is my running back going to get cleaned out?
I think no.
It's
what
not
it is,
me.
I would prefer to give you a chance at least.
Right? Because I'm not breaking the tackle.
Yeah,
that's how Kirk will spin it. Like you can make a miss.
You can make a miss.
I can't. I'm 37.
There's nothing that's going to go good out of me just scrambling out of the pocket or anything like that. But, I mean, it was crazy because the guys we were talking about for the Cardinals all were balling. Buda Baker, balling. Freaking the corner out of Michigan, zero. He balling. Now, the crazy thing was I thought Kobe Bryant was played better, but that was a crap. I mean, that's just –
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I mean, it was
that?
Good coverage. Yeah,
I mean, you can't do anything about that. That coverage was perfect, man.
It's just bad
damn
luck.
Ball stuck to his damn elbow.
Or good luck if you're the Cardinals. But, I mean, that's one of those ones that happen – two or three times a year in the league.
Yes.
It just happened to go against the Falcons early. And, they found themselves down 10-0 in the first quarter. It's like, damn, on some bad luck.
Bad luck.
Yeah, and they slowly but surely, methodically worked their way back into it and ultimately just are more talented than the Cardinals are down the stretch. They just got nothing, man. I know Michael Carter did his best in the run game yesterday. Actually had a pretty good game, but they're not doing much on the ground. They kept Trey McBride in check, which is a huge factor.
Yes.
Like, that was that's their main engine offensively. To only have him go four catches for 27 yards.
Just played really good, man.
Especially
when he was matched up on a man.
Peyton Ellis did a nice job,
too. When they were matched up man to man, I thought they did really, really good on Trey. And, you know, the streak coming in like 16 games, five plus catches and ended yesterday. And then you obviously know the one in the end zone. I mean, just great coverage. Great coverage. And then ability to I don't think he's going to catch it anyways, but just, you know, just to put an exclamation point on, you know, just hit him in his chest, Jesse. You know, so I thought, they flew around on defense. Cardinals, like I said, they don't have a lot of talent.
They're pretty bad when you look at
it around. Marvin Harrison, just chalk it up to another down year, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's had moments, but, yes. Yeah. No doubt about it.
There was moments yesterday where he could have made plays, and he didn't.
And he didn't make the play. And so that goes back to, you know, where are they at as an organization, because they got a coach. Do you look at moving on from him? Obviously, we talked about their quarterback situation, which is not good at all. But, I mean, going back to the Falcons, I mean, just to go out and get a win against a team that you should have beat, and that's exactly what they did yesterday. Outside of, you know, the drop by Kyle, I mean, by Drake early on in the game, looking at the rest, I thought Kyle was good.
Yeah.
I thought Kyle was good. In the one place that really we always get on him about, contested catches. Mm-hmm.
A couple contested catches.
Yep. I mean, just going up, I'm bigger, I'm better than you. Kirk put it in a place where only Kyle can get in. Kyle caught the ball, which was such a big deal for him.
Yes. Pretty wild when you look at the box score. And you watch the game, you saw it. But, like, there's three targets for non-Drake London receivers. And one of them was to an offensive lineman. And damn, he should have caught that.
Damn,
Jake. I know. I guess it wasn't perfect or whatever.
No,
it was right there for him, man.
You can't. The thing about it is, when you have the tackle eligible plays, you can't put it anywhere where they got to actually move their hand.
Yeah, you got to put it.
You
got to
put it right on their body because they got the damn boxing gloves
right,
on their hands.
His hands are so taped up.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, and it was crazy because on the broadcast they were calling it. Oh, Jake Matthews comes in for eligible.
I was like,
oh, everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
You all know what's going to happen,
he's
right?
He's never eligible.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. They're going to throw him a pass.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, but yeah, you can't put a lot of mustard on it. You got to put it right there in their frame because if they got to move up or down, it's a good chance.
He's got to trap the ball.
Yeah.
You got to trap the ball against your chest. I know. It was a good play.
Yeah, it was.
It was there. It would have been really cool to see Jake Matthews get a touchdown.
Oh,
like,
man.
With 190 consecutive starts or wherever he's at right now. Unfortunately, they didn't, and then they snuck it in like the next play and they scored a touchdown. But I loved it because they called it out. You're right. They called it out on the broadcast. It was like, oh, they're going to.
Yeah, as soon as they said.
As
soon as they said Jake's purporting as eligible, it was like, oh, they're about to throw the ball to him.
Cool. They're
going to put him in. And then I saw the formation. I was like, I wonder how they're going to get this done. It was just a damn pop pass.
Did you see when they panned over to him on the sideline? Perfect timing. Lip reader. You didn't see what he said? Well, I can't say it, obviously. Oh. But it was perfect. It was the exact reaction that most people would have given that opportunity not taken, you know? It's blank me.
Yeah, man.
That's exactly right.
I mean, that was your shot.
It was your shot.
That was your shot
You're probably, I mean, maybe they can run it again, but now people are going to expect it, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, that was a shot right there, Jake. But fortunately, it didn't kill him. It did, you know, you did end up winning the football game.
Yeah.
I thought the one thing positive was the coverage teams yesterday. I thought they did a really better job of not letting it get outside. It kept everything where all the bodies were and everything. You saw Charlie Warner a couple times force everything back inside. So he did that a few times in the game. The field goal kicking. I mean,
well, field goals were good.
Yeah,
missed an extra point.
Yeah, but which you're like, oh,
not as many field goals as they missed though.
No, dude just kept missing.
Yeah,
and kept missing.
And that was a weekend of missed field goals between the college game early and then the NFL game late on Saturday. Now those guys were dealing with wind and some elements a little bit. That game there in Arizona,
it's
inside.
Perfect damn condition.
There's no wind that's causing you to do that.
The humidity got in there, so I don't know.
I don't think it's very humid there in Arizona.
No, it's just hot.
They had the roof open, but I don't know. It's pretty nice there right now. That was part of it as we watched college football throughout the weekend as well. I know a lot of the reaction to the playoff was people were just so mad that two of the games were bad. I don't know. I mean, there's been blowouts in four teams. Georgia won the national championship game by 60 a couple years ago.
Yes.
So I don't know where this weird birthright that every game is going to be a fourth quarter nail biter.
My only thing,
blowouts happen.
My only thing about that was all the people that were talking about it as far as going to be a blowout. Like they had some big sports talking point because it was a blowout. You said it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah,
everybody knew it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
So you come back. See, this is why we don't need that. Like you said, this 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now did you think something was going to change? Did you think that these teams were going to have an opportunity? I mean, that Ole Miss game was over before the first quarter was over.
Yeah, it was actually pretty great because we didn't have to watch them.
Yeah.
You know, you could get on about your Saturday.
Yeah, this game was about over, man. Shout out to we'll talk college football later on. Shout out to Alabama, man, being down like that on the road, you know, and then, you know, Oklahoma went to bed. A&M, kind of who a lot of people thought they were, as far as, you know, they played the bottom end of the SEC schedule. Miami's defense was like, they didn't win that game because of Carson Beck.
No.
Miami's defense was unbelievable. And for Malachi to get his get back.
A&M's defense played pretty well,
they
too.
They played good.
Yeah. They played pretty well, too.
I thought Miami got some big runs in there. But
I was very happy that Malachi Tony
so
scored that touchdown.
Malachi got it.
Because when he fumbled,
yeah, man.
He was like,
yeah.
He was devastated.
So
he
so happy.
So sad.
And then you think about the other punt return where he's gone.
I know.
And dude clicks his ham heel.
That guy was, and then they missed the field
that
goal.
That dude's so special.
Another missed
man.
Field goal. Yeah, no, that guy's crazy. Malachi Toney is the fastest guy in college football. Yeah, I don't know. It was a good weekend of college football. It's two good games, two bad ones. I don't know. Whatever.
Would it usually be in four?
Pretty much what it is in the four. Now, again, they can fix the format. I agree with fixing the format, but like, I don't know, people like took it as a personal affront. I feel bad for James Madison's fans. Shut up.
They got a chance to go to Oregon.
They're in the play. Yeah, yeah. They got to take a trip to Oregon in December. Yeah. Who doesn't love that? All right. We'll come back and get to what's trending here on a Victory Monday. First hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A tight end and two receivers to the right. Here's the snap to Kirk. Looks, slips it in the flat. That's Robinson, full head of steam. 10-5, touchdown Atlanta.
It was the Bijan Robinson drive right there.
Sure was. And Bijan Robinson is in the end zone with his third touchdown catch of the year.
Oh, man, once again, like, it's all God, man. It's all the Lord. Like, I do this for him. You know, I have countless prayers and countless talks to him. Like, Lord, let me do as much as I can for this team. Let me you know, have my presence known for the squad and, you know, in such the most positive way. But, you know, it couldn't have happened, obviously, without me. Like, that offensive line, you know, those guys are the drive setters. All five of them, they're the drive setters. They stay healthy. They bring the energy. But then the receivers, quarterbacks, Coach Petrie, Tyler, like, Coach Petrie, man, we worked very hard outside of the field to accomplish some cool stuff like that. So, you know, as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do for this team and for the Lord, then, you know, I couldn't be happier.
Roy do it.
Well, he sure did.
Roy do it.
Bijan Robinson there goes over 2,000 yards from scrimmage for the season. Two games left, too, by the way, so he can really add to that number. Only third Falcon in franchise history to get to 2,000 yards. Jamal Anderson in 98, William Andrews in 1981. Mm-hmm. Awesome company for him to be in.
Hell yeah.
And he leads the league in scrimmage yards as well. I mean, he's 200 yards in front of James Cook and on down from there. So just an incredible third year in the NFL for Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, man, it's just unfortunate that team success hasn't followed his individual success. But, I mean, he's in line for me to be first team all pro.
Should be.
Yeah, definitely. We know he's going to be a pro bowler, but, you know, stuff like that, he should be in the mix, especially for the first team all pro. Cookie's been doing his thing, man. I know we'll talk more about the NFL, but James Cook be toting the hell out that pill. He really, really does. And for Bijan to be able to catch, because, you know, his ability to just get him in space, just for, because he's going to make the first guy miss. He's going to give him some kind of hezzy, and then he's just going to go past him.
It's crazy, too, because it's not even like the first guy. He'll be in a scrum.
Yes.
Like in the middle of traffic and still find a way to, all right, let me cut back, get a couple extra. Like he gets 4 or 5 extra yards every single run just because of that ability right there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're all, I mean, it's almost like he's on his way to be tackled and he still finds a way to, all right, let me cut back, make that guy miss. A little hesitation there, make this guy miss. Let me stop. Everyone's going to keep going, but not me. And then I'm going to bounce it that way. Like, I don't know. He's very, very special to watch with the football in his hands, whether he's running it or catching it. And you're right. It is very frustrating that he's doing what he's doing and the team success hasn't followed it.
Right.
It's one of those things where at the beginning of the year, like if you would have said Bijan's going to have the most yards from scrimmage in the league and the pass rush is going to be top three in the NFL getting to the quarterback, I'd be like, hell yeah. We're about to have a fun January.
Yeah, man.
Incorrect.
It's so crazy.
Incorrect. There's other things that matter as well, unfortunately.
It's so crazy, man, when you look at everything you just said, because those are two keys. Bijan, MVP, and freaking get the pass rush going. And you did both of them. Now, I know Bijan's not going to win the MVP or anything like that, but I'm just talking about just the caliber season.
Yeah, but if the team
having.
Didn't suck, he would be in the conversation.
You remember, as good as the Colts were going, you know, they had he was in there.
He was
in that conversation about Jonathan Taylor for, you know, being the running back. But, yeah, it was a disappointing year.
Jonathan Taylor has 16 touchdowns.
Yes. Yes. He scored 4 against the Falcons, didn't he?
3.
Yeah, something like that. They got a big one.
They got a game tonight. So, yeah, he's about 250 behind Bijan. Who knows?
Yeah.
He goes off tonight. You never know.
You never know how that can go, man. But, yeah, good for B. Obviously, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, what's the goal, 2,500 or something like that? I know he's like 67 for the most all-time in the first 3 years of a career, right behind Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like,
wow.
Yeah, he's like 67 yards in the first 3 years of a career, whatever. So, I mean, that's well in reach. Maybe this next game.
So, the golden number for the all-purpose back is 2,500? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't, I mean.
Yeah.
Could still.
2,500 is a big, 2,500 for a running back.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Could still.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 games left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not going to stop giving it to him.
No.
That could be one of the things where, all right, we're going to give you the rest of the year off.
Yeah, 250 a game, he could do it.
It's probably not, but you never know. You never know, Doc. You never know. I mean, one break, because of those 250, you're going to have to break at least a big play, at least 2 big plays in that thing, and then maybe get yourself somewhere close. But, yeah, I mean, it's just been a magical, special year for that young man. Magical, special young year, man. And then Kirk was okay yesterday.
He's fine.
He's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't spectacular or anything like that, but, you know, he was okay. I don't know what it is about that stadium. It just always looked like everybody you play there, it just lost. I don't know what it is.
Looks like what?
It's a lull in that air in Arizona.
I know why.
It's even when not the Falcons. it's whenever they play somebody.
Yeah,
well, it just seems
they're
like
3-11.
It just seems like whenever they're playing, it's just like, ugh.
They're 1-7 at home.
The damn Cardinals.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
I don't even know. I've never met a Cardinals fan in my life.
We had a caller.
That's right. Yeah, my bad.
We had a caller.
Yeah, but I never met him.
Never me either.
I've been to games there. Even when they were like decent, there's no vibe. Like, there's no energy for that team, especially not right now.
No.
They've lost 12 out of 13 games.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ew.
They suck.
Yeah, they're bad.
they're terrible.
Yeah. Is old boy still the owner of that team?
I don't know.
Barwell or whatever his name
Bidwell.
Is.
Bidwell. That they have is they're bad, but they're not quite bad enough.
Right.
They're not going to get the number one pick, probably. The Giants, the Raiders are tied up there.
That game's this weekend, right?
Did they play?
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, delightful.
If I'm not mistaken, I think those two play each other.
That's good.
So that'd be – because remember last year the Giants fans wanted them to lose. They end up – because they were in line for the first pick.
Right.
And then they won. Didn't it be the Jets or something?
Something.
And then they got
– You're right. They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, man. So that should be interesting. Do you bench everybody?
In Vegas.
Oh, man. That had me laughing. I'm not used to losing like this. You knew you were going to the Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, they were going to stink, my brother.
Yeah, but no quarterback that gets drafted high is used to losing like this.
Yeah. That's why you drafted so high.
You got drafted high because you're a good quarterback. You won a lot of games in college. And then the Browns are 3-12, and the Jets are 3-12, and the Cardinals are also 3-12, and the Tennessee Titans are 3-12 also. There's a lot of really bad teams. How many of those teams did the Falcons play this year? I guess not that many. Anyway, let's hear how the game ended yesterday for the Hawks. You were probably watching the Falcons game. You may have seen the score by now. An uncommon final score in regulation in NBA history. Here's how it ended.
So, a very disappointing loss. The Hawks scored 150 and lose. Final score here in Atlanta. The Bulls, 152. And the Hawks, 150.
Damn Bulls and damn Hornets.
Yep.
Bills and a damn Hornets.
And it just seems like it's been like that for years. Yes. Like, I've seen games, and they were overtime games, I think, but where the Hawks and the Bulls played both in the 150s, like when Zach LaVine used to be there and him and Trey would go back and forth.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very similar game to the one against the Hornets on Thursday night, too, where they don't defend the perimeter. And they just bombs away, man. They made 23s. I mean, if you give up 23 pointers, a pretty good chance you're going to lose. Problem is, you made 23.
Yep.
The Hawks were 23 of 47 from downtown and scored 150. They had 73 at halftime and were down by 10.
Yes.
So
that's just like,
I don't know.
Like, somebody go out there and trip them or something. Do something. Because for a team to score 80 points on you, all right, in 24 minutes. I mean, I know they're in the NBA. These are world-class athletes, Andy. But if you leave them open as many times as they did yesterday, they're going to make the damn shot. They're professionals for real.
World-class athletes giving
goodness
what great. Class effort? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I wouldn't say world-class.
The Hawks, what did it say? The Hawks are two or three teams to lose a game scoring 150 in regulation. The Hawks.
Yeah.
It's happened three times.
Yeah, the last time a team scored 150 in regulation and lost, it was the Hawks.
Yes. Which is unbelievable.
Like last year.
Unbelievable.
2 years
unbelievable,
ago.
Unbelievable, man.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Unbelievable.
15-15.
Trey shot better yesterday, but I mean.
Yeah, Trey played better.
Trey played better.
Minutes restriction.
Yeah, but played better.
Trey played awesome, actually.
Yeah. And so now it goes back to, okay. All right. Are we still working this thing out? Working these kinks out?
Things
like that. Okay.
That's two games.
Yeah, but would they give
if they're working it out on Friday, working it out on Sunday.
Would they give it up? Would they have this old team before Trey's comeback? Would they give it up 150?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I mean, he was.
But they wouldn't have scored maybe 150.
In his 26 minutes, they outscored the Bulls.
Yeah.
So they were getting worked when he was on the bench, too. You know what I mean?
That worked.
They were. I mean, it's not. I don't know. That yesterday doesn't. I don't know. I can't get behind you on that one yesterday. Trey was excellent in that game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now the defense, sure, not as good. And when he gets isolated, it's not good.
Right.
Like it's, but we know that. Ideally, he makes up for it in other ways. And again, he did. He scored 35 points in 26
goodness
minutes.
Christ, I'm looking at these numbers.
The problem is, you got guys out there that are supposed to be sort of your defensive stoppers, and they're getting work too. So,
yeah, 8 points. Way to go, Dyson. I was looking at Vic Creasy went off yesterday.
Yeah, Veet played good.
He's playing well. Mm-hmm. Dude. He's playing well. Now he was there like he fell off the rim last year, right? Wasn't it him that fell and hurt himself up down in Orlando? I think it was.
Luke Kennard won't shoot when he's open. I don't know what's going on with that.
Is he like because I was
a little gun shy?
You were brought here to shoot.
You're supposed to shoot.
Yeah, you were brought here to shoot.
When you're open, you shoot.
Yeah,
and
he has the ultimate green light.
Yeah, but he doesn't take it. It's crazy. I mean, he was averaging like 9 3-point attempts per 36 minutes last year. And that's in half this year. And he's getting good looks. I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, we'll come back. Phone lines are open. We can talk some Falcons if you'd like. 404-726-0929, as we always do on Mondays after Falcons games. Falcons fans, the floor is yours to take it any direction you want. A couple wins in a row for the Falcons. We'll talk a little college football playoff as well, as the first round of the playoffs happened between Friday and Saturday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
First hour of the show here on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will get to an NFL no huddle coming up in about 20 minutes. In fact, back-to-back NFL no huddles, as we always do, in the noon hour on Mondays. And there was a lot of A lot of entertaining football played the weekend. That game Saturday night between the Bears and the Packers was just an insane finish. You're not going to see many like that. And we'll get back into some Falcons audio and reaction as well. The phone lines are open if you want to jump on hold and talk Falcons with us at 404-726-0929, as we always do on Mondays or Fridays or Tuesdays following Falcons games. We'll do that at 1140, 1240, and 140 as we always do. So jump on hold if you'd like, 404-726-0929. Or if you don't call, then we'll just talk about other stuff.
Yeah,
it's up to you guys.
But I tell you, the great thing about the weekend was we got our wish. Jake Paul got his face broken.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
What a horrible fight.
I just saw the punch that broke
his
jaw.
Just a horrible fight. Like, oh my God, how many times did a dude want to fall down and grab his leg? Like, please stop. And then he just broke his face.
What was, because I saw people tweeting about it, like it's like a like an embarrassment to sports and all that.
I don't
what was so bad about it?
You could tell one is a professional and one isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, I was like, okay. Dude, you're up here playing with him, throwing air punches and stuff. Go knock his ass out. And he swung and missed, and Jake just moved his head because he would have hit him with the one before he knocked him out. Oh, he'd be still asleep.
Really?
Yeah, he'd be still asleep.
Yeah, the one he got him was pretty good.
He got him with,
and there's some good still shots where, like, you only
smiling.
See the back of Anthony Joshua's head.
Yeah.
And then Jake Paul's jaw just over there.
Yes.
Like, you can't see any part of his head except for his jaw.
Yeah, man.
And then I saw a lot of people like, hey, all right, you can break my jaw for $90 million.
God dang, all right.
Which, sure.
I mean, hey.
I'll take a broken jaw for $90 million.
Sew it up or something. I mean, I like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I got no problem. I'll drink a smoothie for a couple months.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, people get their jaws broken all the time.
Yeah.
And don't get $90 million.
Walking the doors. You might be owing money. You know, you break your damn jaw walking into a door. All you gotta do is get knocked out. But you got his ass cold clock.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. Thank you, Anthony Joshua. Thank you for bringing the Christmas spirit.
So, you know, that fight was sanctioned, right?
Yes, it was.
Oh, how did they allow that to happen?
Money.
I guess so, right? Yeah. That's what it all just comes
to. Yeah, money talks, man.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah, it's the same reason. I mean, a pretty similar kind of, I don't think anybody got their jaw broken, but like Oregon and James Madison, kind of the same, not really the same sport, really.
But even the weird stuff, like the ring was 2 feet wider on each side, which I guess he wanted room to run around because that's all he did for four rounds.
Yeah, that is always funny because, again, you know, you guys know this. I don't know anything about fighting, really, but it's always funny when they have these and then they just change the rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, they're going to make the ring bigger and the gloves are going to weigh this much and they're going to do this many rounds and the rounds are going to be this long. It's like, well, that's, imagine if they did that in football.
Right.
It's like, all right, it's a mismatch, so it's only going to be a 40-yard field.
Yeah, we're going to have the field goal. We're going to have the goalposts in the front of the end zone.
And we're only going to play two quarters, and that team only gets to play with six guys, and these guys get 11. It's like, well, okay, then we're at a certain point, we're just not boxing anymore.
Right?
Like, this is not the same thing. Call it a fight, whatever, and you can watch it, and people are on Netflix tuning in, great. I mean, there was a huge payday for somebody. But yeah, I mean, at a certain point, it's not really a real boxing match.
No.
Right?
It's an exhibition.
Yeah.
It's a sanctioned exhibition.
Yeah. So, what is that, the WBC or World Boxing, whatever? They're the ones that sanction it, right? So, did they get a piece of the money by sanctioning it where they wouldn't have got it before?
I have no clue.
How do you just go in there and change the rules? That's not being sanctioned.
I know, it's crazy.
If it's sanctioned, the rules should be the same, right?
I don't know. I'm glad Jake Paul got knocked out. That's all I know.
Yeah.
All right, Robert is in McDonough. Robert's going to talk Falcons with us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. How are you, Robert?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'll make this short and quick. Say you gentlemen are owners of the Atlanta Falcons. At the end of this year, if rumors are true, say Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh are free agents, are you guys picking up the phone and calling either one of these gentlemen, or are you willing to give Coach Raheem one more year with a different offensive coordinator? I'll hang up and listen to what you guys have to say.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Neither one of those guys are losing their jobs.
No. I don't think so.
No.
I mean, Tomlin might decide to not be their coach anymore.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know if that's going to happen either. They got a pretty good win.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Nice win yesterday.
So who knows? Which was a crazy finish. Again, we'll talk about that in about 15 minutes in an NFL no huddle. But if they're available, I'd absolutely call them.
Yeah, I would call them, but I just don't think they will. And I don't think Mike T would take the job, as considering how close him and Raheem are. So I just don't think that would be an option here in Atlanta, considering the how he feels about Raheem. The thing with John Harbaugh is, like, I mean, That's one of the, I don't know. I say this all the time. Is usually when I'm listening to my pundits, or not, I won't say my pundits, former players like myself talking about sports, talking about the game that you got rich from and all those different things, and then you go away from what's what. He has one down year, or they don't make the playoffs, you're going to fire John Harbaugh for one time?
Yeah.
And after all the success.
Yeah, and if that's what you want to do, yeah, be my guest.
Of all the success.
And Arthur Blank should call him that day.
And you're going to talk about firing him. Why?
Yeah. Why? And then, you know, if you coach long enough,
yeah,
you're going to have bad stats associated with losses that you have as well.
Right.
I guess he's the most blown fourth quarter leads or something in the NFL over the last however many. Well, yeah, he's been coaching for 15 years. He's been coaching for 15 years in a pretty tough
game. Oh, last night, why Derek Herring didn't get the ball?
I don't know.
That was my thing.
That's a great question.
Why didn't he get the damn ball? Was that his call or was that Todd Monken's call?
Yeah, I'm not sure. To me, and again, there's a lot of Todd Monken conversation as well.
Yeah.
Todd Monken forgets, like, where his bread is buttered often.
Yes.
Like, whether it's big playoff games where they go away from their run game, or last night when they had an 11-point fourth quarter lead and Lamar Jackson was hurt and he's not handing the ball to a guy who's averaging. I don't get it.
I didn't understand it. Like, that's why I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on with that, man. But, yeah, I mean, then you look at it from Baltimore. This is the most that Lamar's ever been banged up in his entire career. So that's all. You're talking about he's practiced once. He only practiced once a week and everything like that. So, I mean, they just had a rough year. And it all starts with the quarterback being hurt and in and out of practice and things like that. He missed three games already this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it when, like, well, it was Jim Harbaugh. I'm like, why would you fire John Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Why would you fire him?
But please do.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Please do.
Why not?
I mean, I would definitely do that. I have a hard time believing that that's going to happen in Baltimore, but you never know.
It's a different day.
Owners make rash decisions, and if they do that, then maybe you could take advantage of it. Chase is in Buford. Hey, Chase.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking the call. So just real quick, on the $92 million, you guys can't see me, but let me paint the picture for you.
Okay.
32 years old, love to run. I stand 6 feet tall. If I got a pocket full of nickels, I probably weigh 161, 162 pounds.
Okay.
For $92 million, there's not a beating heart that has ever walked this earth that I would not walk up to and chest bump and say, dude, whenever you're ready. Dude, prime James Harrison. Let's go, dog. Hey, you know, hit him with a couple of bumps and weaves, and I'd wake up a rich man.
Yeah.
That ain't no problem.
Exactly.
So here's what I'll say about the Falcons. We all have to treat the Falcons as, and every guy, and I would say every girl maybe, but every guy had growing up, you have that one relationship where you say, that's it, I'm done, I'm not talking to her anymore, it's over. And then she calls you, hey, you want to come over? And what do?
Yeah,
you go over because you don't know any better. This time's going to be different.
Right.
And then it's not different. But the other thing, even deeper than that, I fear, what is the Falcons, you know, is it even a job that a good coach would want? Because Terry Fontenot has made such a mess, and for the rest of my life, I will never be able to understand or be sold on the signing Kirk Cousins and then drafting Michael Penix thing. It doesn't, you had to do one or the other. And I really think we've made a mess, and I just don't know. Where do we go from here? Anyone who wants to bring Raheem Morris back, I don't have any words for you. It's whatever. He's a great guy, but let's be honest. Let's not forget, we've all watched all the games this year. So I'll hang up and listen. $92 million. If there's anybody out there that wants to go toe-to-toe, these guys at 92.9 got my number, man. Give me a time and place.
Chase will meet you in the ring. Doesn't matter who you are. That's an interesting point, kind of tying those two calls together, is say those guys are available. You're not going to be the only team calling.
Correct.
Like, if John Harbaugh is somehow magically available this offseason,
right,
every team with an opening is going to call him.
Yeah.
And then you have to somehow sell what you are versus what they are and get him to pick you.
I mean, and what did you say a couple weeks ago? You don't want to be in the position where they phrase your job as 1 of 32.
Yeah, that's the best thing you can say about the Falcons' job, is that it's 1 of 32.
Right.
Other than that, what is it? I'm honestly – like, you have an owner that cares, for sure, but that hasn't mattered. because he's carried the whole time, and you've missed the playoffs 8 years in a row now. You got a nice stadium, but most of them do.
Most of them do, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Seriously.
I don't know.
Like, what's the sell? If there's going to be 5 to 7 jobs open at the end of the year.
Right.
Now, they're all going to be, you know, that's going to be their best claim, too.
Yeah, because
it's one of 32.
What's open? What would be open? Like,
yeah.
Who knows? I think that's the biggest thing. Like, who's open at? Tennessee's open. And
there's no argument for that other than it's 1 of 32.
But they got a young quarterback, maybe. You can put like that. You got a young
Falcons have a young quarterback.
Yeah, but you see their quarterback, you know that he's going to be ready for next season.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's so many different defining factors of where you go with head coaches. I just don't ever think there's a perfect hire that many times. Obviously, you know, when you look at what's going on, the new coaches that are winning now, you look at yesterday, Chicago clinched the playoff spot. New England clinched the playoff spot. Would they have a common young quarterback, first time? No, not the first time, but one first time head coach.
Yeah.
Other one, a guy who's been doing it for a while.
Coaches that the Falcons technically interviewed.
Yes.
And young quarterbacks that are elsewhere.
Yes.
Right? Now, again, that's the other thing about all the revisionist stuff that's happening with the Falcons Raheem search is, they did talk to those guys. Maybe those guys said no.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because you talk to a coach and interview him and make a graphic and tweet it out doesn't mean that coach has to take your job.
No,
you know, like you have to sell him on it. And if you're a really good head coach, like if you're one of those guys, like if Tomlin or Harbaugh or whatever, like Ben Johnson was a very coveted coach in the cycle the last couple of times. If you're one of those guys, teams are selling you on what they
need. Yep.
Versus, you know,
come coach my team.
Other guys are selling themselves to the team. It would be great if you were one of those teams, but you're not. You're just not. So I don't know. That would be great if you could get a proven winner to come take this job, but they never have. Donovan is in Ackworth. Hey, Donovan.
Hey, y'all. I want to say that y'all are my absolutely favorite radio station, and you two in particular are for sure the best.
Thank you, Donovan.
Now, thank you.
I've always said you're the best Donovan in Ackworth. I've always said that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So, Andy, the other day you made a comment about traffic in Seattle versus here. Mm-hmm. I lived in Fife for about 3 years, and I got to say that Interstate 5, dude, that is terrible.
It's really
absolutely
bad.
Terrible.
Really bad. Really bad. Shout out to Fife.
Really bad. And look, as far as the Hawks go, I mean, at some point, are we going to start questioning whether Coach Quinn is really a good coach? I mean, I don't see it really, honestly.
Mm. All right,
I just go back to what I said when they hired him. Oh, okay, that's all I remember saying. He's like, oh, because that's when Landry was still the GM. He's very smart. Blah blah blah. I was like, okay, I don't doubt that. What is he bringing here? What is he bringing here? I was like, is Rudy Gobert coming with him?
Well, that's my thing, he had Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell and some pretty good pieces, and they won 50 games a couple times.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what makes people that cover the NBA decide certain coaches other coaches are that.
Yes.
But there were multiple people that I've worked with that some of them still work in Salt Lake City, work other places that cover the NBA, that referred to him as a genius.
Yes.
He's a genius.
I remember this.
Now, that's normally when I'm like, well, all right, that's not true.
Right.
Because if he was a genius, he'd be doing something
that really matters.
It's not coaching basketball.
Why he left the Utah, because they were going through the whole rebuild and all those things, got rid of Donovan and obviously Rudy and all those things.
Right, but if they won a bunch of games with the genius coach, then they wouldn't have done any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, again, I think he's a good coach. You've seen that the Hawks have improved since he's taken over, but not that much. I mean, they haven't improved that much.
They're playing in.
They're a 500 team right now. And, again, I will say, like, it's going to be a little while, if Trey can stay healthy, for this group to sort of figure it out together.
Right.
They've played 6 games together the whole year, you know, 4, and then he got hurt for 2 months, and then Thursday sat out Friday and yesterday. But even when they figure it out, there's still holes in the roster.
Flawed.
Like, I mean, it's still, it's probably the best roster they've had in 5 years, but what does that mean? Like, are they really competing for what? I think they have a chance to be pretty good, maybe 50 wins or so. But that's kind of the high water mark for the coach, isn't it?
Flawed.
You know what I mean? I don't know. He's not a bad coach.
He's not a bad coach.
But I don't think he's a genius. No offense. Hopefully no one takes that as offensive. 92.9
The Game is your home for live football action this holiday season. Join us tomorrow night following the Hawks game for the Frisco Bowl between UNLV and Ohio. It's all brought to you by Department of Juvenile Justice. Get hired today. Apply at djj.georgia.gov this holiday season. Don't forget, guys, tomorrow night after the Hawks game, the Frisco Bowl, UNLV and Ohio.
I just feel like that word gets used too much.
Yes, I agree with that.
Genius?
I agree with that.
Genius? I don't know. Smart. I'll give you smart.
Smart is better than genius.
I'll give you smart.
You're describing something like that.
Yeah, like, especially like, you know, genius? I don't know. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.